Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. Pastor Sean Harris, you on this Friday afternoon. I've got an article entitled "Obama Touts Work on Behalf of Gays on Campaign Website." Paul Stanley brings this to us, a Christian Post reporter. It was posted April 26, 2012 at 10:47 a.m. You can find it at christianpost.com. President Obama may not be planning to publicly embrace same-sex marriage before the election, but he is touting his accomplishments on behalf of the gay community on his campaign website. A timeline highlighted in rainbow colors, most appropriate, outlines his administration's work on issues that benefit gays' rights in some form or fashion. It begins in June of 2009 after he ordered the federal government to extend limited benefits to partners of homosexual federal employees. It ends with him denouncing the North Carolina marriage amendment in early March. Isn't that interesting? Because I'm coming to you from North Carolina, and this Sunday at 8:30 a.m. and 10:45 a.m., we are going to preach on marriage. We're going to preach on marriage and why every Christian in the state of North Carolina must vote for the North Carolina Marriage Protection Amendment. Oh, because they're Christians. Obama has been under steady pressure from the gay community for not signing an executive order mandating that firms working on federal contracts give full rights to same-sex couples. Several gay activists publicly criticized him for the decision when his staff delivered the news to them last week. Although the president has denounced state ballot initiatives and amendments that would define marriage between a man and a woman, he has not thrown his full support behind same-sex marriage for fear of losing independent voters crucial to his reelection. Even though many gay supporters are upset with him, no major protests have waged. Hey, here's where it's at. Right now, he's concerned about getting reelected. If he, in fact, gets reelected in November, at that point, all bets are off. All bets are off. And you can be sure at that point, it is full steam ahead for the legitimization of this abhorrent behavior. And you, dear Christian, should not be struggling for even a moment with the idea that this is, in fact, sin. You should not even for a moment. No single individual was ever created as a gay person. They are created by God as male and female, but they are not created gay. Obama's campaign brought attention to the president's support for gay issues with an April 20th tweet that read, "What 3 years of progress for the LGBT community looks like." And I think what makes me most exasperated is the fact that I know that there are African-American pastors in the town that I live in who are endorsing this man for another term. They are not identifying his bent towards the LGBT community. And the president knows that as long as he plays both sides of the aisle, walks down the middle of the fence, that he will get the African community's vote, especially those who are evangelical. For whatever reason, nothing seems to rise to a level that would say, "I'm sorry, you've crossed a line, you're not getting my vote." Together, we have fought for equal rights for the LGBT Americans, and the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell is just one example of the progress we've achieved since President Obama took office. Take a look at the timeline below, then share it with friends, reads a statement on the campaign website. Defenders of traditional marriage, such as Dr. Michael Brown, described the timeline as an effort to woo a voting bloc without having to suffer the political fallout from an official endorsement of same-sex marriage. It allows you to be what the Apostle John describes in the book of Revelation as lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, neither hot nor cold. That's where the president is trying to live, in this in-between state. And so this is why Joel Osteen says that the president is definitely a Christian. And this is precisely why I say that should be called into question. That should be called into question. What is the president doing, normalizing or legitimizing same-sex attraction? What is he doing? Doesn't he recognize how this hurts America? How this hurts America? Doesn't he recognize how the care of homosexuals with AIDS is exceptionally expensive? That these individuals die 8 to 20 years early? Doesn't he recognize all that is attached with this lifestyle? The fact that this lifestyle does not produce children? That this lifestyle is not good for the economy? That this lifestyle is anti-civilization? The answer is no, 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 no. Or the answer is he doesn't care. I don't know. It's hard to say what it is. What I want to know is, where are the preachers in the pulpits of America clearly denouncing this? They're absent. They are completely absent. President Obama has made his views on this issue clear in a number of ways, said Brown, the author of A Queer Thing Happened to America. He has directed his administration to not defend the Defense of Marriage Act. He pushed for the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the military, and has opposed efforts in different states to pass amendments that uphold male-female marriage as being discriminatory. So in a nutshell, he is right. He supports gay rights. Of course he does. Of course he does. If you are an African-American pastor and you are sticking your head in the sand in an effort to avoid the controversy, pull your head out of the sand and preach the truth. Do that. Just do that. Just preach the truth. Preach the fact that in the beginning, God made them male and female. And the reason God made them male and female is so that they would become one flesh, and the union of one flesh would produce another male and another female who would unite with another male or another female, and they would produce one flesh. And any union that does not have the potential of producing one flesh is an unhealthy union. It is an ungodly union. And for some reason, the Christian community is struggling with the realization that this is not a civil rights issue, that men and women are born male and female, and they are born with the skin that they have, but they are not born gay. They adopt that lifestyle and embrace that behavior. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.